Good afternoon, everybody. It's Sally Kalin here, relationship coach, healer, and mentor. You are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy. Thank you for tuning in today, guys. This is my podcast where we get to talk everything relationships, where I hope I can shed some light on your current situation and give you some tools and strategies and information, insights in helping you with your current relationship story. So let's dive into today's episode. So today is all about uncertainty and when we are going through change, when we've made a decision to maybe leave that toxic relationship, or we are just at a crossroads and there's that real uncertain feeling, especially if your life is going to be, you know, which it often is, heading into real change, like real that you're going from one particular lifestyle that you've been living and you're going to step into a whole new existence. And I'm talking from experience, because at one point in my life, well, there's been a few of these, but at one point I was living in a secure relationship, meaning financially secure, and my needs were taken care of. And I went from having all that financial security into walking away and having pretty much zero and having no security at all. And it was super, super scary. And that's happened a few times with my life cycle story, because of my addiction to needing love at that particular time, and ending up in relationships that weren't particularly the best for me, then having to leave. And so it really is a really sort of scary, overwhelming feeling when you are stepping into the unknown. And this is why many people don't do what's right for their soul oftentimes, simply because the fear of the unknown and the fear of that uncertain outcome prevents them from doing it. So they ultimately stay in a situation that is more familiar, even though it's uncomfortable, than actually get out of that situation. And sometimes we're forced into these situations if we are in a relationship and that person decides they don't want to be with us anymore. We can still end up in that situation, so we're forced into it. But whatever is your story, there are times in your life where you are going to find yourself stepping into the unknown, right? And I want to just give you a bit of help with that, and how you can move through that and have a little, you know, really sort of trust in yourself, everything is going to work out. So first of all, I just want to say that in this particular time, it's okay to feel scared, it's okay to feel uncertain, it's okay to feel sad and emotional, and your feelings, it's okay to feel that, right? You wouldn't be human if you didn't experience that. And that is something that's recently happened to me, not to do with a relationship as such, but there has been change. And it is really a scary feeling when you're suddenly faced with change. So acknowledge your feelings on this, write them down. It's super helpful just to write down how you're feeling. And so definitely feel into the feelings. Okay, really important to acknowledge that. And the trick is to not stay in that sort of worrisome, fearful state for too long, because we can get stuck in that train of thought. We can get stuck in the worry. We can get stuck in the fear. And this is where it can create anxiety and stress and add to the situation, because our worry is not going to give us, isn't going to change the outcome as such. In fact, it will, you know, it won't be the best thing for us by worrying, right? And you know that, I know you know, but it's just good to hear it, right? So worrying isn't going to change the outcome. If anything, it's going to make it worse, right? So just like trust everything is going to work out, and feel in your soul those feelings you need to feel, and then move through that feeling state and get yourself into a place of total faith and knowing that you are going to be where you need to be. Because I love this saying, I love this quote, when it says, this isn't happening to you, this is happening for you. So I truly, truly believe that is true. So again, this isn't happening to you. This is happening for you. So whatever is going on in your life, which is causing you to feel fearful, uncertain, it is a message from the universe that changes is coming and everything is going to be okay, and to trust in this new change, to take the next right step and ask yourself that question: what is the next right thing I can do in this current situation? What is it that I need to do for myself? Because it's very important when we are going through these particular changes in our life that we self-care our way through it. Okay, it's very important to, you know, take a breath, like just totally stop, just breathe, and just put your hand on your heart and say, it's going to be okay. Like it is going to be okay. And what is the next right thing I can do for myself in this situation? And listen into your intuition, because this is being created for you to grow, for you to move forward, for you to have changes that are cool, that are, you are needing. And oftentimes when we have these big disruptions kind of up in our life, if you look back, you have probably been asking for change anyway. You have probably been saying, you know, I want more freedom. I want to feel free. I want, you know, I want this to happen in my life. I want, you know, this to occur. And when it does, we get really scared, because obviously the goal and the big picture, what we want, doesn't appear right away. We have to go through that change period, that transitional period. And it's in that transitional period that it can feel really uncomfortable and really scary. And, you know, we can definitely start questioning ourselves and get so worked up from it. We have to totally in this time breathe, just stop and just know in your soul it is going to be okay. This is when I find taking that time to just completely be present, like literally, like earlier on even for me, I just laid on the bed and I just totally went into a state of meditation for, it was about 10 minutes. And it just really just centered me like so much, just like totally be kind to yourself, right? Because this is preparing you. This is what needs to happen in order for you to have what it is you want anyway. Even if you don't think you were asking for this, even if you say, well, no, I wasn't asking for this, I wanted it to be something different. Trust in what is occurring, that it is occurring for your highest good. Trust that whatever is going on has been put there for you to become the best version of yourself. Like, I totally believe this. Like, everything in my life that I have gone through that has caused me to get stressed and anxious and fearful and worrisome, when I look back, I can see that every time it was preparing me for something better. It was showing me something better for myself. And I've come to realize that even now, there is tendencies for me to still have little moments of, oh my gosh, what's happening now? But I don't stay there for long, like literally, it's pretty amazing. And then I totally accept and surrender into the moment, and I pray and I meditate and I totally trust in that I am being divinely guided to what it is that needs to happen. And that doesn't mean I just sit there and do nothing about the situation and just hope something, you know, gets better, or hope I will find that right job, or hope I find that right guy, or hope I find that right house to live in. I know I need to take the action that is going to create this new life that is happening for me. And that is, you know, the exciting bit, really, because as scary as it can feel, there is also this part, I believe, within all of us that is really excited by this new beginning, because essentially that's what it is. You are going onto a new path. There is change. This is exciting. But like I always say, our minds love familiarity. Our mind clings to what it knows. It clings to the that same program playing out. And so when change comes, we definitely can recoil. And like I said, get ourselves caught up into that fearsome space. So like I say, make sure you honor those feelings. Take time to write things down. Write down all your feelings. Meditate if you can. Take some time just to focus on your breath. Totally trust in the process and know that this is something that you need in order for you to have what you truly desire. This wouldn't be happening if it wasn't for your highest good. Like, totally know that. Like, get into your heart. Like, get out of your head, out of the fear, out of the worry, and get right into your heart space and listen in to what is this going to be showing me? What is the lesson here? What is it teaching me about myself? Because there is always a blessing in these crazy upheavals in our life, right? It's really important to remember that. The other thing to trust and to really remember is you are the creator of your life. You have the power. And going back to that quote, this isn't happening to you, it's happening for you. Like, this is where you can totally write your new life story. Like, what is it that you are going to do for yourself right now today that is going to be beneficial for your big picture? What is it, the life that you want? What do you want to feel? And totally start creating that new vision in your mind and feeding that vision. Like, totally. Like, I know when we're going through this, we need to either grieve what we're losing or go through that process of letting go. That's definitely what we need to do. We have to experience all that. But then we want to be able to say, you know what, I so trust in this new beginning. I so trust that wonderful things are coming. I am so blessed and grateful. And really home in on the gratitude, home in on the things you are grateful for in your life right now, in this midst of uncertainty, in this uncertain time. Know that there is greatness on the other side. Know that this is going to make you feel better than you've ever known, even though you can't see it right now, right? This is the key. And also to understand that you're allowed, like I say, I keep repeating myself, but I think we just need to keep hearing it. You're allowed to feel feelings. You're allowed to feel really excited 1 minute and then really scared the next. You're allowed to feel really, you know, passionate and trusting 1 minute and then doubtful and fearful. That is what happens. But it's how quickly you stay, go back into that higher vibe state that matters. Because remember, you're always creating, you're always attracting to you your energy state. So when you get into that uncertainty and that fearful state, stay in there for like long periods of time and letting it kind of like totally submerge your whole being, that is not going to give you what you ultimately want, right? And that is just often that happens when we're used to being that way. If we're a person that worries a lot, if we're a person that gets into anxiety a lot, that is our default program. That is something that we tend to do when the universe is bringing change, when, you know, things are going into a new path. We can often revert back to that old program and just go into absolute worry and fear. I get that, right? I get that. But catch yourself doing that. The moment you can see that's what you're doing, take a moment to breathe. Take a moment to remind yourself, okay, I see what's going on. That is my old program. That is what it's used to doing. In change, I tend to worry. I tend to panic. But I am choosing to override that fear right now, and I am choosing to embrace the unknown. I am choosing to embrace the uncertainty because I know this is happening for my higher good. I trust in the abundance of the universe. I trust in the love that flows through me. I trust everything is happening for me. And really feel into that. It's so important to get yourself into that high vibe state. Right? And like I say, not permanently, that's impossible. We don't need to be yeah all the time. No. Just allow yourself to feel and then move swiftly into that space where you know it's all going to be okay. So really, this podcast is for me sharing some love with you and to say you're not alone in this. If this is where you're at right now, or this could be something that you may be dealing with, you know, down the track, I want you to know that you're not alone. I want you to know that change is inevitable. That is part of life. Like, that is, change is constant. We are always changing. And the more we master the art of moving through change with grace and ease, the easier our life becomes because we fight it, right? We fight change. We fight it. We hang on to what's familiar. But the great thing is once we let go and trust in that flow, everything aligns to what we want. And it's about keeping that vision of the future you in your mind, feeling into her right now, even when you can't see it in the physical world. So if you are, you know, wanting to have, I don't even like that word wanting. Wanting implies lack, right? Wanting, if you want something, it means you haven't got it, which creates more you haven't got. So desiring, when you're desiring to have a great relationship, a great love, when you're desiring that, just keep that as your focus and see that vision clearly in your mind's eye. Know it's possible and feel into that and just imagine those feelings, like feel into those feelings, like know that's who you are right now. Not even imagine, again, not a good word to use. I apologize for that, guys, because imagining means you haven't got. I want you to intentionally step into that power, intentionally know you are exactly where you need to be for the changes you've been asking for. And it's uncomfortable, it's uncertain, but it's all going to be okay. So I'm with you guys. I am going through certain things in my life right now as well. And this is sent to you from my heart, like to yours, because like I say, it's comforting knowing that we are not the only ones, right, going through these difficult times. It's also so important to understand that many people just do stay stuck, or, you know, nothing much seems to happen in their world from their own fear. So when you are in this particular situation where you know change is inevitable, you know this is what's happening for you, trust in that. Thank God right there and then. Thank the universe, right? Say thank you so much for this situation. Thank you. I know I can't see the outcome yet, but I trust it will be amazing. I trust this is taking me to my highest good. I know this is for my best interest. I know this is going to be something that will align me further into my soul and my spirit. Like, really trust in that, guys. So that's my message, guys. A little bit of rambling on. I tend to do that, right? I get super passionate, but I literally like walked in the door. I had just spoken to a client and I just jumped on to this podcast because I just felt so passionate about sharing that with you. Just because I see, like I say, with my own life, it really is the scariest thing going through it. But just know it's all going to be okay. You are going to be okay. And if you need help, reach out to me. I can help you. I have my coaching program. I offer one-to-one coaching programs with me. You can have a one-off coaching session with me. You can do a four-week program, a six-week program, or 12-week program with me. I am here to support you on your journey. I'm here to guide you through and bring out your light, bring out your truth, so you are not alone in this particular time in your life. We all need people there for us on our journey, right? It'd be such a catalyst for huge growth as well. And it's all about trusting in that process. Okay, guys. Thank you so much once again for all your incredible emails. I am so blown away by the love I receive. I am so grateful that you are sharing my podcast and the amazing, just all of you. Like, I'm just so grateful. So please continue to listen in, share my podcasts, and I am sending you so, so much love, and I will be back in a few days. Bye, guys.